Cutie patootie. Oh my gosh. He's such a perfect blend of you two.
I know, it's crazy.
He had gymnastics class earlier today.
Oh wait, I want to get into that. Do you think Tony though has more of your profile in Mariah's face or Mariah's profile in your face? I always feel like when they're like
my side profile, I think, right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's so weird. I feel like he has all of Mariah's features.
Interesting.
Yeah, he has Mariah's eyebrows.
His eyes, eyebrows, like this whole section feels like Mariah. But he definitely got my juicy lips. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's tough because I'm not like when I'm looking, because he's a boy, I'm seeing more of like her family's features than her.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Like, I know
I'm seeing like her brothers a little bit more than Mariah.
Have you seen that trend where it's like you put two babies next to each other? It does. They're not usually twins, but it's like maybe they're cousins, but they're like around the same size. Okay. And then you put one of them in like boy clothes and the other in girl clothes.
Yes,
and then you switch it. And the internet, you can't tell which one's a boy or a girl.
Oh,
and the internet gets so
when
divided.
Young, when they're like that young
enough. Yes, when they're that little. Like you put the little bow in their hair on one and the little girly
and then
dress.
You look at both and you're like, yeah, that's it. And then when they flip it, you're like, wait, no, that's definitely it. And then it goes back, you're like, I don't know.
No, I'm not on baby TikTok right now. I need to like a couple of videos and then I'll start seeing some cute videos.
But you took Tony to his first gymnastics class. Did you go to a little gym or something? Or
yeah, it's kind of like a little kids type gymnasium spot where they do like classes. There's like an instructor. There's maybe like 15 kids in there. It's just so cute, man. Like he has no idea what's going on, but he's just looking around. He's doing his little arm circles. Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Is he like a big class or is it like a small class of other kids?
I feel like normal 15 kids. It's not like a huge group or anything, but
it's like you don't want too many kids because you want a little attention on your kid.
Yeah,
but like you want to keep a bougie too. You want a little private class, a little private sesh.
Yeah, I mean he was on the balance beam. He was doing his steps.
He's gonna be able to do like a back tuck by the time he's 5. Like Mariah's gonna get like one of those like the ramp kind of cushions, and you're gonna be down there just doing flips.
And you know what?
Oh, already set.
Yeah.
Oh,
we have like the whole little like kids one with like the round foam ones and then the blocks that you could stack so you could like do the rolling over. Mariah's got him doing it all.
That's good. Like if my mom could do a backflip and she didn't teach me when I was little, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, mom, are you kidding me? Like I could barely move my back right now and you're out here doing backflips. So like it's good that Mariah is like trying to, because I want my kid doing backflips. That's sick.
And if you're getting spotted by your parent who knows how to do it, that trust is so strong.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing, is like when you're learning how to flip, you have to be spotted by someone who knows how to do it.
Yeah.
And it takes so much guts to like flip over. But if
did you see the video of him standing in my hand?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
I'll show him real quick.
And this is, sorry, listeners, this is on their private family account that we only get access to. I think our listeners are like, wait, I missed it.
That was like a month ago. And Zane was like, how did you know he could do that? I was like, I didn't. We just kind of just tried.
Went
it.
For it.
Wait,
and he's in his little Toon Squad outfit. Wait, how cute. Cheer. Athletics. Whoa. Hey, that is amazing.
Isn't that so fun? Like he's so little. I can't get over it.
That's something you can only do with your child. You know what I mean? Like everyone else is just like, I just made that. Please don't. But like once you're so comfortable and you have all your dad instincts to catch them when they fall and you know where it's going. Yeah. That's so cool.
Seeing the way Mariah is like coaching him to do these things, like, cause she taught class to kids like her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we have at home lessons all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But yeah, he had his class and then just, you know, got some stuff done around here. Now we're hanging out, we're chit chatting, doing the thing, painting the garage today. So, you know, just I'm on my move that bus type shit right now.
Absolutely.
That's good. Always surprising Mariah every week with it was something done.
Yeah, but it's all the stuff that's in the basement and the garage. Yeah. She's like, I just want the kitchen and the bathroom done.
Yeah.
Right. Like I know what's next.
Bus.
Yeah, what are you guys up to? Everything good?
Everything good here. I leave for South Africa tomorrow.
So you are going to Africa. Did plans change? Did you say you were going to Kenya first?
Yes. First, we're going to Kenya. And then we last minute switched to Johannesburg, which is more south of Africa. We're doing the same excursions, though, like still safari. But we are just doing it there instead.
Awesome.
And
first time for you in Africa?
You went to Egypt.
Egypt.
Yeah, so Egypt It counts. It does count. Yes, continent
but like
wise.
In my head, Egypt does not like. When I think of Egypt, I don't think of Africa. I think of the middle. I think of the Middle East because obviously, like I've been to Lebanon so many times, and to me, that like that whole area to me is a different continent.
Correct.
Like well, I don't consider the Middle East that, like, as Asia.
When you
or
close
Africa.
Your eyes and think of Africa,
just
that's
because it's
not
all
like,
Arabs yeah. too, and I know there's Arabs in Asia. I know there's Arabs in Africa. It just I'm coming like someone that grew up in Lebanon. It just
it's,
feels
it's giving,
different.
It's giving Middle East.
Yes. Yeah, Middle East is its own continent. It's weird.
I mean, it's basically right there.
Yeah, but Egypt, I think, is the only part of Africa I've ever been to. If can you zoom out of the map? Yeah.
Are you going to go to Cape Town and stuff? I bet
I'm
you
not
will.
Sure. I think a lot of what we're doing is in like kind of, again, in the middle of...
Johannesburg is that north of South Africa. I didn't realize that. I thought like Cape Town and Johannesburg were like all kind of yeah. on the Western Cape.
We fly into Johannesburg, but then we have to fly somewhere remote to do all the activities and excursions.
Okay.
So we're not like in the city. But we'll see. I mean, anything can change. I'm really excited.
Are you going to see Ladysmith Black Mambazo?
I'm sorry.
What?
is that an indie band? What is that?
You love Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Her Mean Girls, the mom. These are the fertility bosses of the Undebelly tribe. Yes. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
You and Heath have an incredible memory with little small scenes in movies. It's insane.
Yeah, Ladysmith Black Mambazo is in South Africa is where they got their start. There's like so many people in Ladysmith Black
Mambazo.
So
you're saying we should definitely try to see this group?
Definitely. And you should listen to Paul Simon's Graceland, even though Paul Simon fucked over Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They did not make any money off that album.
Fuck Paul Simon. I will never forget that.
Hey, but I like Paul Simon.
Again, I'm just hoping it goes smooth. I'm just like a little nervous about the type
Let's
of travel.
Let's try not to get food poisoning.
Zane thinks Hakuna means no and Matata means worries. It's like Hakuna.
No.
Like, and they're like, what? You're like, Matata.
There's a lot of like... helicopter traveling, I'm a little nervous about.
Oof,
I looked at itinerary and there's like quite a few and that kills me because I just hate flying in helicopters, but this is how you get to like certain spots that you need to get to.
Did you have to get any shots or anything before? I know that you have to get like sometimes a malaria shot before you go to Africa.
Looked it up and it said that you don't need to. It's just kind of like, if you want to do it, do it. It's strange, right? Like it's because where we're going is very, it's like private more. It's like not
it's,
like
it's more remote.
It's more remote. So that's why like, I'm not too worried. The only thing that I know that, like people like have been like talking about here and there is it's called like yellow fever and you get it from mosquitoes. Yeah. I'm a little worried about that, but I'm taking this, like, I'm going to wear long. I don't want to get food poisoning. Yep. I don't want to get sick. Sanitize my hands. Heath, you know, my nails, you know how I'm like now I'm painting my nails. I'm bringing that nail polish shit to prevent me
licking
touching
your
my
fingers.
Oh, good on
anything,
you.
Licking my fingers, touching my face, anything. Like in the moment, like I start touching my face and it starts burning because of nail polish. I know that, okay, put your hands down. Like I really just don't want to catch anything.
I wonder, like, does our bug spray work out there? Is that a dumb question? Like, if you're dealing with like a different country's, like, you're not dealing with like American mosquitoes.
I guess if it's got DEET.
What is that?
DEET?
Is that like the active ingredient in bug spray?
It used to be. I think it was banned.
Okay. Well, he looked it up. Yes. Most U.S. purchased bug sprays work effectively
Which
in Africa.
I didn't know.
Still DEET,
and you're right. Yeah. 30%. I think that's always on the crossword, Heath, and I never know what the hell it is.
I got you.
Okay. Good to know.
I was looking up some like tips on like, what to do before a trip out there, like on a safari, whatever. And it was saying how, and I didn't know this at all. Maybe a lot of people did, but cologne and like scented lotions and stuff is the best not to wear that at all when you're out there. That attracts a lot of bugs and shit. I had no idea that it attracts bugs.
I think it's like just something that smells different. They might be attracted to it, especially with like animals. Like if you're going on a safari, I definitely would not want to have like
a scented lotion. That's so
like
interesting.
Something like, that smells sweet. Boy, them tigers gonna be looking at you.
No, but sweet though. I didn't like. I guess because blood is sweet. Right
to them,
to they you, probably, you a vampire or something.
Well, you never
like, you know how blood tastes like buttercream.
We've all tasted our own blood in a way. Like if we cut, like oh fuck, you do that.
Yeah, it's like
it tastes like pennies.
It tastes like battery acid, or it has like
isn't that like more of the sweet side though than a salty.
No, I think it's bitter.
We should get a vampire bitter, on here. He can really tell us.
Next guest.
Yes, a vampire. So,
is there an animal you're excited to see? Like, do you feel like you've seen most popular big animals, or?
I think I've seen most popular big animals. I think one that I'd be super excited about, but a little scary, is like a hippopotamus or a rhino.
Oh, right. That would be
a
rhino.
Yeah.
A fucking rhino or like a hippo in the wild.
I just don't understand. And I'm sure when we're out there, I'm sure we're going to be with guides that are very experienced. They're also going to have like weapons on them to like, if anything happens or
you
goes
show
wrong.
Up, it's a full safari hunt. You like have to take down.
It's like a whole game.
Just poaching for ivory. Like, you're like, I did not sign up for this.
I picture being in the car and a fucking cheetah or like, is starting to sprint towards us. Like
it happens.
I can't imagine what my body, like that would be a true test of how the fuck you're going to react when something like that happens. Of course, the guys are going to be probably so used to that. Like, they'll know exactly what to do. But, like, I just hope everything goes well. It's going to be exciting. But also, I just know I'm going to be on the edge of my seat and super nervous.
The Lion King, where are they?
They are in Africa.
I know. But, like, where in Africa does the Lion King take place?
They have to say where they are at some point in the movie, right?
The Pride Lands, which is like East Africa.
Oh, thank God. We're going to South Africa. Okay. Ooh, thank goodness. We're not going to see
savannah ecosystems of Kenya and Tanzania.
Oh, you almost went to the Lion King.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're like, where's Pride Rock? Come on, take
me
there.
I'm sure they have something there that kind of resembles it. So they just tell people, look, it's Pride Lands.
Dude, I'm excited for you to see the trees out there. That's going to be cool.
The landscape and everything. That's going to be really sick.
Oh, dude, that tree gets me going.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Cool, just like classic African, like canopy tree.
It looks like man-made trees.
Yeah.
Like, it does not look real.
Look at the canopy on that thing.
But yeah, that's what I'm doing for a week. And then I come back and then I'll see you guys again.
Zane's going to come back and like travel gear. He just has this different outlook, this eat, pray, love mentality.
I was thinking about doing a video out there where I want the video to look like I went there alone. Like, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm out there alone. Like I'm doing everything alone. And whenever we're with an animal, it's just me by myself. And I was going to do like a voiceover,
David Attenborough.
No. I can't do an accent because I like genuinely just don't know how to do any accent, but I'm just going to like Nara Smith it, but like male version.
Okay.
Out there by myself. I'm going to see if that works. It might not work though. It's a
workshop
big group.
It.
I'll workshop it. Yeah.
Well, Jumbo.
What do they wear out there in South Africa? Because I genuinely have no clothes to bring because I wasn't
prepared for this trip. Go to Banana Republic. I feel like Banana Republic's whole aesthetic is like safari chic.
Really?
Yeah.
Very safari chic.
Like if when you go into like Banana Republic, it's always this like African white person kind of vibe.
I haven't been in there in so long, so like I can't remember it. But okay, I'll go. Is there a Banana Republic around here?
Yeah,
like they're around. Oh yeah, this is so, look at it. He's literally on a safari.
Yeah, like all their photos are usually safari.
Zane, you have to get one of those tan hard hats. You know what I'm talking about? It's kind of got like a little shape to it. Matt, you know what I'm talking about? The tan, but it's hard.
Like the Hunter and Jumanji kind of a thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Heath, my head shape don't fit with that hat. That's not a good hat for my head.
Just like Curious George limbs. You know?
I love like that one is sick. The one on the bottom with the belt around the that's cool.
They also have the ones with the fans built into it as well.
Wait, really?
Yeah, yep. Like safari hat with fans.
I have no time. Like I leave tomorrow.
Someone left one at my party. Yeah. Oh, Zane out there being cool.
Oh, look at that.
And it's got a little solar panel on it, dude. Fuck. Never have to charge it.
And the bugs just be attracted.
Wait, Zane, you with the bug net? Full bug net would be so funny.
I forget, and I spray a shit ton of baccarat, like just getting the bit the fuck up.
We should run that intro.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Jeez.
3, 2, 1. It's Comic Con, baby.
Oh shit, my bad. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jared.
And that's if we get attacked. I don't think we're going to shoot any enamels.
No, you're not.
It would say in the itinerary, like, game. Dude, like, we're gaming, right? Because it doesn't say that.
Don't even, like, their weapons are probably a little more mild. Like, you know, like, bear spray.
It's not mild. If a cheetah's fucking coming after me, I want a rocket launcher launch at that thing. I do not want that thing alive.
Cheetahs aren't, humans aren't natural predators or prey for cheetahs. Okay, then we're good friendly.
Yeah. They say that about alligators too, but them motherfuckers be eating everything in Florida.
Yeah, as long as it's not fucking attacking me, that's all.
Before we continue, this episode is brought to you by Smalls. Listen, everybody knows I love my cat Deenie Weenie, but I've always hated the whole litter box thing, especially the smells. And I never thought I'd say this, but my cat's litter box is actually less offensive now, and I have Smalls to thank for that. Smalls is fresh, human-grade cat food made with at least 80% animal protein, gently cooked without fillers or artificial ingredients, and it shows. After switching to Smalls, 88% of cat owners reported overall health improvements, including better digestion, shinier coats, and more energy. I mean, after all, you are what you eat, right? And that applies to our furry friends too. And if commitment scares you, no pressure. You can try Smalls risk-free, and if your cat won't eat it, they will refund you. So what are you waiting for? Stop serving your little carnivore a bowl of processed shortcuts. For a limited time, because you're an unfiltered listener, get 60% off your first order plus free shipping and free treats for life when you head to smalls.com/unfiltered. That's 60% off your first order plus free shipping and free treats for life when you head to smalls.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Smalls, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you, and so does Deenie Weenie.
I feel like I've said this in the past. You know the cheetah girls are not wearing cheetah print.
I know they're wearing leopard print. Yeah, I know.
Who got that wrong? Kenny Ortega?
I think they filmed too much before they realize it, and they're like, fuck, we just got to finish it.
But cheetah print, I think, does look a little better than leopard. Well, no, leopard print looks better than cheetah print.
Or, Matt, because they filmed the movie assuming that they were going to name the movie The Leopard Ladies. And then after they're like, that sounds like shit. Like, we cannot call them The Leopard Ladies. True. Like, that does not flow right. We're going to call them The Cheetah Girls. And they're like, but they're wearing leopard already. They're like, no one's going to notice that.
But see, some of these Google images of cheetah print, that's wrong. Because like,
Cheetahs are dots.
Oh.
That's leopard.
Leopard is like what you think of when you think of cheetah girl pattern.
Whoa.
Yeah. They got it wrong.
They did. Well, I mean, look, if you look at like close, there's some spots where they do have like a ring with a different color in the middle.
Yeah.
But that's also, I think that's just the black fading out in the middle. They're getting old.
Are they called leopards because it like looks like leprosy? Because you know, like leprosy, aren't you like covered
or did leprosy come after?
The word leopard comes from the ancient Greek word leopardos.
Leopardo dianaro.
It's a spotted cat. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
We need to learn Latin. A lot of these words come from, a lot of our words come from Latin.
Oh yeah. So. Latin and Greek, man. It all comes from there.
You know what? I'm going to download Duolingo and I'm going to practice Latin.
Afrikaans is what they speak in South Africa. It's like, I think the most popular language is Afrikaans. Like Charlize Theron can like speak Afrikaans.
I forgot that she's from South America.
Yeah.
And
her mom killed their dad.
What?
Relationship. Charlize Theron's mom killed their dad.
No way.
Like shot him. Because he was like an alcoholic and like an abusive father. And it was like out of self-protection.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
And then Matt, your hero is also from South Africa.
Who?
Elon Musk, your favorite.
Oh, stop. He is South African. You're right.
Wait, who else? Can you look up every famous so South crazy African? Yeah.
Nelson Mandela.
Desmond Tutu.
Trevor Noah.
Tyla.
I don't know who Tyla is.
Oh, so you know what? Yeah, Elon Musk and Charlize Theron are the two.
Make me water. That's
Tyla. Oh.
But yep, that's my trip. I'm going on tomorrow. I'm going to come back with hopefully hella stories. I'm going to try to be as safe as possible and pray for me. Wish me luck. That's my trip. Do you have any trips coming up?
No, I'm going to Tahoe in like 2 weeks.
Oh.
Going to Tahoe just for like a fun weekend with friends. And then after
boat day.
Yeah. A little boat day.
Was Tahoe where I went for The Bachelor and you were on the other side of Tahoe?
I was in South Lake Tahoe. You were in North Lake.
Go to a popular spot of Tahoe or were you at a popular spot?
You went kind of to where like the really ritzier side of Tahoe is. Like a lot of like billionaires who are like Silicon Valley billionaires will put their houses on North Lake Tahoe because you can just get into Nevada without having to pay California taxes.
Oh,
on that side, rather than going south. I think that's like the whole strategy up there.
Yeah.
But South Lake Tahoe is down where like all the casinos are. It's a little like, you know, more touristy, casual kind of like camping vibes. Got and stuff.
You going with family?
No, I'm going with my friend. He has a place up there.
Oh.
So we're doing that. And then, oh, what am I doing after that? I feel like I am traveling somewhere.
You just came back from a trip.
I did. I went to Denver for my cousin's wedding. Went to Casa Bonita again for the second time.
Wait, you flew to Denver Airport?
Yeah.
The Blue Horse?
Yes. The Blue Horse? Yes. Blucifer. What's Lucifer?
Blucifer.
Blucifer. That's the name of. And that's a really haunted horse because the sculptor of that horse died while making it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it fell on the creator.
Yeah. That's no, we were just talking about Denver Airport on that podcast. So when you said you flew into Denver, I'm like, oh my God, that's so crazy. It's almost like
Alicia
the demons are following us.
Yes. The Denver airport also just has really weird things. People believe it's like a bunker for like the apocalypse. There's that really bizarre painting in there that looks like the end of the world. There's gargoyles down by the baggage claim.
Yeah.
It's very strange. They got to figure out that whole aesthetic, but they do lean into it. Like during the renovations and stuff, they have this like,
what better way to cover it than to lean into it?
Yeah, that's true.
But went to Casa Bonita. Moco the gorilla recognized me from the last time I was there.
There, that's good.
Moco gave me a gift because she like signed my name. We were going around. I was introducing my cousins and got to meet. She's like, I know. And she signed M-A-T-T. And I'm like,
wait, this place seems really cool.
And she gave me a little gift. Oh, where is it? Which is like, I don't know, this little octopus thing. She says to Matt from Moco.
Oh my God.
But shout out to Mocha the Gorilla at Casa Bonita. Thank you for remembering.
Just a little
you,
thing that you just keep on the shelf for forever.
But
nice.
I had a great time.
Is this the one where do they have like a whole diving show?
Yes, they have the cliff divers and
those
stuff.
Are not guests.
No, those are probably like local hires. No, who are probably like scouted high school divers or whatever that do this whole show and stuff. They have a puppet show. That's incredible. Like all the humor is so, because it's Matt Stone and Trey Parker who created South Park.
Yeah.
And the restaurant was around for a long time, but they bought it in around like 2020. It was for sale. They thought the renovations were going to cost them like $12.5 million. And it kept getting more expensive. Like they had to redo the whole HVAC system. Every little bit of the restaurant was just like in shambles.
Yeah.
And it ended up costing them $42 million.
Holy Jesus.
Like they're getting like, he's having a call. I can't remember which shows.
How much are they generating?
I think they make good money, but to get back, I think they're still trying to get even with their profits.
You got
to
sell a lot of food.
But they're worth around $1.2 billion. The guys, Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Each.
But there's a really good Paramount Plus documentary about them buying it. And it's good to watch it after your first time of going to Casa Bonita. So you can see a little bit more behind the magic.
Who told you about Costa? Like, how did you find this? Like, because I feel like it's so random that it's in Denver. And unless you see like a lot of people talking about it, which I've never have, like, why would
Damn
you?
It,
like,
my zipper has been undone this whole fucking time.
Oh, I didn't notice it.
How'd I hear about it? South Park culture, the internet, all of that. And when they bought it around 2020 and stuff, and it was getting renovated and it just like officially launched, I think in 23, I may be wrong, or 24. There was just a lot of hype about it. Everyone in Denver is talking about it.
I remember seeing TikToks about it.
Yeah. So that's how I knew about it. It's become this like Denver staple truly, like as a tourist destination.
Yeah.
But they also made these like founding member cards. So if they know that you're a resident of Denver and you knew the Casa Bonita before they bought it, you get priority access to reservations and stuff.
Ooh.
So they're good about like making it true to the locals.
So if Heath and I are going to go to Casa Bonita, and Jared too, and Mariah, and Tony, and
you have to go when you're in Denver.
No, but I'm saying we have to go with you because you got the end now. We're
going to
get taken
with
care of with you.
I hope. They are a place though that doesn't do like much favoritism, but maybe Mocha will hook it up. We'll see.
I finally got
someone on the inside.
Okay. Honestly, this place is like given underground tunnels. I'm not going to lie.
They have a whole underground Black Bart's cave. They have a whole cave system you go around and stuff.
Oh, is it kind of like a man-made cave for like the aesthetic?
Yes, it's like a mini haunted house.
It's kind of like the remember in Catalina Island, there was like the restaurant we went to was like very cavey. Was it a cave or
Catalina?
Oh, remember in Catalina,
we were
somewhere.
A cove.
A cove. Yeah, it just felt like a.
It had like rock texture all on the walls and ceilings.
Yeah, this look. You know what this looks like when you're waiting in line to ride the mummy ride at Universal.
I mean, it does. It's that level of quality of decoration is almost borderline Disney-esque.
Which is crazy, by the way. Like, what? That whole lot, like that underground line that they made for that ride is fucking insane. It literally looks like you're inside a pyramid. Like, they did an insane job with it. Oh, you know how we talked about how that ride is like, is making neighbors, making people pissed off?
Fast and Furious ride at Universal.
People are not, like, they know that this is happening. So there's this war right now where there are now screaming louder on the ride.
to piss them off more,
which I think somebody even called it out. I was like, you don't want to do that. Because it's just going to make people that are there piss them off. Because people that go there, a lot of them, they don't live there. They're traveling, right? And if they see that, they're like, who gives a fuck of people that live around here? Universal's been here since the jump. So it's like, if you're going to buy a house next to rides and you're going to hear screams, that's too fucking bad. We're going to scream louder because it pisses you off.
I'm so curious to see if they end up changing anything or it's just like, sorry, guys, it is what it is.
They make you wear muzzles, a fucking ball gag while riding.
I wonder if you could like project out a sound in that direction would counter, but almost like a white noise to where you, from a far distance, you wouldn't be able to hear, but the sound so loud, it muffles the sound of the screams, if that's possible. That's where my head is at if you had to think of a solution.
They do a collab with Bose thinking that just giving neighbor, like everybody around like, fancy headphones is just gonna do the trick. It's like, hey, so we decided to give everybody a little basket. It's like a bottle of wine and headphones. It's like, no,
they'd have to deliver something every morning.
Yeah,
like to make up for it. I'd be like, no, I want breakfast every day.
Yeah, or like, you know what, if I was dumb, I would give them free passes. Yeah, like lifetime passes. Like, you guys can come enjoy the park for free whenever you want.
But I think imagine that's a great being the deal. House on the cutoff where you still hear it, but they just can't go. There has to be like a
light.
But that's how, you know, that's how they do it though. They probably walk the streets and be like, is this, do you hear this? And yep, you hear it. Okay, yeah. We got to give them free passes, which dude, that costs them no money to give free passes.
But the people are already rich. They're like, cool, I could have bought free passes for my whole family. Like they're like, is that enough?
I guess. To Luca Lake, everybody there is rich, right?
What if we throw in free soda refills?
As long as I get that big soda refill cup with a straw like that, Star Wars themed. I want it.
Did you see the kid that fell off of the ride, the water one? I think it's Jurassic Park.
I thought it was AI. For so long.
That was so scary.
A kid fully fell off a water ride. Like, before it drops, he like fell off
like
and he rolled down.
Foot drop.
Oh my gosh. So this is Tanya's Bayou at Disneyland.
Disney. That's what it was.
Tiana's Bayou Adventures, where he fell off. A 13-year-old boy climbed out. So he climbed out of his log vehicle before the 50-foot drop.
Yeah, look at that. Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
What happened? Were they, was he scared? Like he didn't want to drop anymore?
I think he was just with his friends just.
He was like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to go down this. Stupid. Really stupid.
But like, do you think it was more of a joke or more of like, he got scared and wanted to jump
ship?
Well,
I don't know. You had the whole fucking log ride to think about it. You've been waiting in line and you've seen this damn drop. You could have been scared, but you're 13 years old. I think you should have a little bit more. But who knows if he has a little bit of mental illness, could have been on the spectrum.
I'm saying, like, that's a crazy decision right there. Like that to me, that didn't look like it was a joke. That looked more like, oh, he genuinely was terrified.
Well, that's like think me being about like, that. I'm scared of being on a plane. Let me open the door and jump out.
No, I know. I'm just like, I don't know why I'm taking the kid's side so easily. Let's hear. I feel like they're going to get and nobody knows if it was on purpose or not.
And a lot of people are like, 13, I feel like you should know better by then. Unless the kid was mentally disabled, I'll take it back. But that sounds like a really stupid kid.
Yeah, he was more already out by himself. The push was the smart move to stop him getting trapped between the wall and the ride.
I'm surprised he fucking lived and walked away with minor scrapes and stuff.
I know.
That literally looks like
really all that bad. Machinery and like metal and stuff could have your head.
Oh my God. I'm really surprised he made that, like made it out alive from that.
And all the people who were waiting in line and they're like, ride's closed. You've been waiting for a fucking hour and a half.
Those water rides take fucking forever too. When you're in line, my God, like Splash Mountain at Disney World, you're waiting for 2 hours. I'd be pissed. I want my money back. You know what? Let me see the kid.
let me talk to him.
Let me talk to him.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Upwork. Maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but I don't believe in the quote-unquote self-made entrepreneur. No one person can do it all, but the best know how to delegate. And Upwork lets you build a team of highly skilled specialists for every function your business needs, so you can focus on what you do best and let experts handle the rest. Upwork gives businesses quick access to highly skilled freelance professionals across everything from software development and AI to marketing, design, and operations. You can browse profiles, review past work, and hire for exactly what you need without committing to full-time headcount. With Business Plus, AI-powered shortlisting can match you with top freelancers, including access to the top 1% of talent on Upwork in under 6 hours. Upwork also keeps contracts and payments in one place, making it easier to get projects moving fast. With thousands of businesses already using the platform and more than 170,000 freelancers with 5-star ratings, it's an easy way to find proven talent, scale support as needed, and get started for free. All you got to do is visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
This is actually a perfect segue. I just found out about Disney's, like, the secret codes that cast members use.
Okay.
For different sort of things. So, like, you know, if a guest has an accident, like code H is for if a guest shits themselves or something. Code U is for urine. Code V is for vomit. But then they go as far as, like, a lot of people want to spread ashes at Disney Park. So, yes. Like, code A or code grandma is what cast members use if they catch somebody or if they find ashes around the park.
If they find it, they just say that.
If you get caught spreading ashes, like...
Well, that's what happened at that Haunted Mansion ride.
Oh, right.
Her only ask was to be spread around the haunted, and when that person died, her family member or friend, whatever, was spreading it, and they had to shut the whole ride down. They came with hazmat suits and everything.
What kind of fucking Disney adult were you like, I want spread my ashes, even you might get banned from the park for the rest of your life.
I know.
I need you to spread my ashes at Disney.
Kind of crazy. And I wonder how
do, like, I make this about me?
But I wonder how she was doing it, right? Because, like, when I heard the story for the first time, in my head, she had the whole urn in her head. Like, I pictured it in the most unrealistic way possible. But then I was like, oh, she definitely had, like, a Ziploc bag in her pocket. And she was like this and just, like, salt bang it throughout the whole ride. And just, can you imagine somebody looking at the camera footage and be like, what is she doing? And you just see a hand going like this. Dude, you in your head, you're like, oh, this person is this poison?
It could be anthrax.
Yeah.
Do it like it's like Catholic mass. You know what I mean? I want to be, if you're going to spread me out, I want to be like this.
Yes. Yes.
Just start letting me go.
Or dilute me in like holy water and just like,
that's a good little hack.
Little hack. Yeah. You can say you're sweating. Oh my God. I was sweating. I was so scared on this ride. I was just
dripping.
Woo.
If you get cremated and if you were to spread your ashes, would you like it to be scattered in different places? Like, I want a little bit of me, like here, a little bit of me at Disneyland, or no, you like full then dump you're putting people in one on like place?
A whole trip, and then they got to go travel and deal with it, and then they're separating it and they're sorting it out.
Do you guys believe that the way you're taking care of after you die, that's where your like spirit will like continue your afterlife, like, or just that's how you're gonna? No,
I believe it's whatever you believe. So if it gives you a peace of mind knowing that you're scattered in multiple places and that's your wishes, then by all means do it.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I like it. To me, I feel like no matter how you die, everybody is just like in the same pool after.
That's why. But when I see someone like dumping all the ashes in one spot, I'd be like, I think I kind of want myself in kind of multiple places at one time.
There is something really comforting though about being buried next to your loved ones. Like, to me, like, I could, if I was going to choose anything, I think that makes the most sense
in a casket,
just in case. In my head, it's like, it's a good,
it's romantic.
Yeah. It's just like, also just in case too, like, we don't know, but what if it really,
we all rise again.
It really did like matter where you're buried, like, and who you're next to. Imagine you're buried next to somebody that you had fucking no idea. And then you wake up and you're like, now in the afterlife, you're next to this person. You're just stuck.
I just think like burials, it's ridiculous how much that costs. Like the normal person. Burials should not be that expensive.
It's
buying the plot, buying the casket, getting the body pumped with formaldehyde. Like, it's just, it's wild. how expensive death is.
Yeah.
And how much of a financial burden you're already putting that on a family dealing with the loss of it. Yeah, it can cost, average cost of a funeral and a burial can be like $8,000. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. I think they should figure that out.
I wonder what the process is, right? Maybe if I were to like see the entire process of what they do with a body, maybe my head is like, oh, okay, maybe it does take a really long time. Maybe they do it in the proper way where it's like, oh, this is like, and you know how you always charge more if, with things that are like super unsettling, you know, jobs just like cost more. Like if you're doing something that like not a lot of people want to do, that makes sense to me too. It's like, who wants to sit there and work with dead bodies all day?
But even the cost of a casket is outrageous.
Yeah. And that like business is consistent because there's always people that are going to be dying. That's why funeral homes are always like a family business and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, it's a good business to go into because people are always going to be dying. But it's, I think profiting off of death is a little strange. Ooh,
Like the thing is, that if I knew that I was screwing somebody over price wise, like gauging up the price on a family and then like, I wouldn't be able to sleep. And just being surrounded around that type of energy. Oh my God. Like, I feel like people that work in funerals, I feel like a lot of them, the ones that are like fucked up in their head, they don't even like believe that there's like this spiritual afterlife. I think in their head, they're just like money, money, money. Cause if they did believe in it, they wouldn't be doing it. Right. Mm-hmm. Like in their head, they're like, oh, I'm not gonna be punished because there is no afterlife. Like this is just, this money, is money, just money, 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 money.
Remember y'all had a casket up at the Bellingham house?
Fuck yeah.
There was a casket that was always in the corner.
I remember
it It was in the living room, just like.
Yes, it was for like clearly some bit David did, but like it was just in there. It was like a staple piece of furniture in the house. And whenever you're bored, you could just get in it. Whenever you're drinking, we would be like taking pics of us like texting in it.
Now I'm looking back, I was like, that was like a kind of dark.
I know. Where is that casket now? Because they had to clearly donate it to somebody. Probably is buried in it right now.
Honestly, you know what? I think they may have gotten that from a prop house.
Okay.
Like, I don't think they got it from like a legitimate like mortuary or like a place where you buy coffins. It's
like a play one.
A play one. Yeah.
Oh, have you seen the people that go around cleaning like tombstones and like grave sites?
Love
on
that.
On TikTok?
Like out of the goodness of their heart?
Yeah. People that they don't know, like ones that have, you could tell have been like run down. They're like kind of tipped over.
That's nice.
Overgrown, things like that. They'll just like film restoring
power washing it.
Yeah, cleaning it up. I'm like, that's really nice.
Oh, wait. And that's not their, like, that's not their job. You're allowed to
on their free time.
Oh, didn't know you're allowed to go to any grave like that and just like do whatever you want. I know they're cleaning it, but I didn't know
If it's someone who you clearly can tell that everyone that person knew in their life is dead and no one is going and visiting this tombstone.
Yeah.
Why not give it a little clean? I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
If there were flowers being left at that certain person, I'd be like, I'm not going to just like clean this up. And someone comes by and goes, who did this? Like, I don't know.
Bro, I've been seeing this on my feed so much. And for the first few, I thought it was real until I go to their page and I'm like, oh, this is all they fucking do. And it's not just one couple. It's many couples are doing this. And I never understood why. It's so weird. Couples that do like those cheating videos, like, oh, I caught my girlfriend cheating, caught my boyfriend cheating. And they're a couple, but it's a skit. It's like, they're not real.
And
have you been seeing those? It's all they do, but it's like, it's supposed to feel real, but this is a couple doing this to each other and constantly posting it. And I don't understand how.
What?
I don't know why they do it.
Because it gets views.
I know.
And it gets clip farmed and it goes around and they like.
I get like, I understand, you know, I mean, this was a very popular back then when a boy would do a video of him with next to his friend that's wearing a wig in bed.
Uh-huh.
She comes in. Who the fuck is it? And then it's like, like I get that because there's an end to it. It's a prank. It's like, oh, okay. That's not a real girl. That's a friend. Okay, the video's over. Prank is over. This is just like...
It like leaves a permanent stain on their relationship.
Yes, like...
You're putting your face to something, even though it's like a sketch too.
Yeah, so like, if I see this couple in real life, the first thing in my head is, oh my God, that's the couple that like... That's the guy that cheated on her. What are they doing out together? You know what I mean? Like, it's that real. Like, that's how real these videos... And it's... a lot of couples do this and it's like a joint channel. Like I'll look at their channel. It's a joint couple channel. Ugh. And they do other weird. It is weird.
I hate prank couples where it's like we prank each other, but y'all prank each other every damn week. It's not funny anymore. It's clearly so staged.
Yeah.
And you're in on the bit and it's like, oh, they're so funny. They pull pranks. Like, that's their job.
They just got to do it in a better way, because the moment I go to their page and I see that, oh, it's every week, obviously in my head, it's like, oh, okay, this is like most likely staged. Maybe the first couple were real, but now they're all staged. If you're going to do it, you just got to do it in a way where it doesn't feel like do other but stuff.
First of all, how does that even start? Like, say they had a joint account, right? They're filming like normal content. How do you pitch that idea? Like, yo, for a video, do you want to do this thing where, like,
yeah,
I catch you cheating? What? Like,
and then they do it and it gets millions of views. They go, we should keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. That video made us like a couple $1,000s. Like, dude, if we did this like every week, it's just
work. And we're
creating like dark side of social media.
I'm a creator. We're creators. I understand it. Like, especially seeing numbers like that, you're like, oh my God. But cheating is just such a big fucking insecurity on every couple. Like most couples. So I'm just surprised that they would even put that energy into them within themselves like that, because that's all I would think about. You know what I mean? Like in my head, like I'd watch these videos of me and my wife just doing these videos and just one in my head one day, I'm just gonna be like, this is weird. Like what if something's actually happening?
And they actually do it. And they're like, you were supposed to walk in.
Yeah. I wanted you to find me on Tinder.
Like an even crazier reaction. So maybe it was the bit.
Yeah. It's very interesting to me, but I saw this and I was like, oh, I wonder if these guys have seen these videos. Cause I get them a lot now.
I can spot a stage video from a mile away.
Yeah.
Like
I hate seeing comments that buy shit. I'm like, oh my God. How do you not see through these
sometimes
things?
When they're good actors, it's good. But you figure it out like after 15 seconds.
Yes.
One little reaction is a little off. You're like, oh, staged.
I hate like a rage bait video where it's someone doing maybe like a DIY task very, very bad, or they're cooking something that's like very awful.
Uh-huh.
And everyone in the comments are just like, this is disgusting. Why would someone make it? But I'm like, they made it so you would comment that.
Is it kind of
like, it's like, oh, I'm going to make breakfast. This is like, I do this on the skillet when I guess over, I'm making like some Mexican breakfast, like nachos or whatever.
Really
bad.
Yeah.
And like, and it's going on for minutes of them just like doing a terrible thing. But the most of the internet, they think it's real.
Yeah.
Like it's not. Usually if the person's talking a lot as well in the videos, so like, see, this is just what we do anytime we have guests over, blah, 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 blah. And it's, you never see the face.
I want somebody to do like a whole video of different levels of rage bait. Like I want to see level one, level two, level three, level four. Mm-hmm. And I want them to give examples of each level. And I want to see it all broken down in a video. Like that
the
would be
science of it.
Not the science of it. Just like examples of rage bait. Because like that one to me is like, that is like very rage bait, but I just want to know what level rating that is. Right.
Well, what are you rating it on? The level of it's really getting your attention. You're watching it all the way through.
Absurdity and like clickbait.
Yeah.
I would say like, to me, this is like level five. Like this is a bit, this is a high level of rage bait is the cheating one, right? Because that's like sensitive, like people get very insecure about that in relationships. And them as a couple are using that as a way to rage bait couples. Like, you know how many couples probably watch these videos and like start questioning everything about their relationship? Like how much anxiety it causes to them. Like to me, that's
rage bait isn't talked about enough like a warning to just people. Cause you are getting your attention drained away on something that was created to drain your attention.
That.
No, I know you could say that about anything.
It's
the whole attention game, but it's just this really gross way of time sucking your attention into something for a false sense of gain. Mm-hmm. It pisses me off because it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
They robbed you of your time.
There's just like, there's just a certain formula to it. You just have to do it right. Right? Like if you're a couple and you're going to do a cheating video, do it in a way where in the end there is,
gotcha.
there's something funny that comes out of it, right? Like
there just needs to be like a reveal. Like it needs to just end. There needs to be an end to the, story.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause we all know social media, like a lot of it can be fake, but just like let the viewers know in the end that something is either supposed to be comedic or fake or
right.
You know, just based on how you're putting it together. And
before we continue, this episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Making plans with friends should not feel like a committee meeting, but somehow it always turns into, what do you want to do? Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? Followed by I guess I'm down for whatever. Nobody wants to be the one to actually pick the thing. And if that thing sucks, well, great. I've wasted everyone's time and money. But now I just open the SeatGeek app, check out the concerts, games, and events happening nearby, and show up to the group chat with actual options. It's way easier. And SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app for a reason. They've got a ton of options like concerts, sports, festivals, with over 70,000 events listed. There's always something for everyone. And there's so many stars going on tour right now. You got artists like Charlie XCX, Tame Impala, Harry Style, Styles, baby. You know what I'm talking about. And each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots. Green means good, and red means it's not so great. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And concert season is here. To make it even better, you can use code UNFILTERED2026 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTERED2026. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
You want to know what makes me more mad, though, than rage bait videos? Do you know what bean soup theory is?
Yes. Yes. I love it. It's one of my favorite little, like,
brother,
things that people...
I hate these people.
Oh.
Wait, bean soup theory? Wait, so what is this?
A social media phenomenon where users leave self-centered comments on public posts demanding that the content be tailored to their personal preferences or asking, what about me?
It is so stupid. Like, the original one was this thing that came from the bean soup video. But it would be like somebody's making like a video on.
Because I actually saw this video when it first came out.
The bean soup.
Yes. So this girl was making bean soup and she was putting it together, doing her own bean soup. And then the top comment was, but what if you don't like beans?
Yes.
But what about me? I don't eat beans. And then she's just like, then don't. Fucking make
then
it.
Don't make the fucking bean soup.
But are people now commenting bean theory's soup type like comments?
Under comments,
just to like get engaged.
No, but you can tell which ones are like real and which one like isn't. Like you can be like, okay, this like I wish I could remember the example of another one that I saw, but I was like, dude, there's no way these people.
I saw one recently. There was a lot of people are making like with the Ninja Creamy, like protein ice cream or whatever.
Oh, and I always wanted to do that.
Somebody was like, this is how you make the best like chocolate chip, Rocky Road, whatever thing. And so somebody commented, what if I don't like chocolate?
Oh my God. I almost punched them through my screen. What if I don't like chocolate? Don't make the fucking chocolate ice cream.
It sounds just like a 6-year-old commenting. Yeah. Like it's so.
What if I'm allergic to peanuts?
You know what these social media accounts need to do now? I think it's required. Every social media account, your face needs to be on the picture.
Yeah.
Cause I bet you a lot less people will be commenting if you could see everybody's fucking face.
I forget what country it is. I think it's somewhere in Europe. But they're requiring social media. You have to be 16 years old. And I'm like, let's do that here.
But
like,
so, but do you think you're allowed to be anonymous on the internet?
Yeah. I mean, that's your right to be. Yeah, for sure. So I got
Australia.
Australia.
And France. UAE.
I don't think it's like, I mean, it's not like they probably are trying to set certain parameters so they don't allow that. But I'm sure a lot of people are able to bypass it, right? In a way.
I mean, probably. Yeah, it's like super easy to get around all this stuff.
I feel like it has to be like not through the app, like through the phone, right? Like when you're like setting up your phone.
Yeah.
Like so you can technically remain anonymous per app, whatever you want to do. But like if you go to download it and sign up, it knows like you. This is blocked. Almost like a built-in parental control.
Because you're 16 and you're still considered a child, does that now fall on the parents to make sure that they don't buy? Like, how do you, like, as a parent, make sure that you're following this law now in Australia?
And that's another thing, too. Like, what I think is the dumbest thing, you go to, like, an alcoholic beverage site. Are you 21? Yes.
Enter.
Who is sitting there being like, shit, no.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they don't backing out.
They don't require an ID when you purchase the alcohol.
No, it's accessing the website. Accessing the website. No,
accessing the website, but when you purchase the alcohol from the site.
Oh. Purchasing.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But to move forward on the site.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it'd be really tough to, unless you give your identification through like that site, like the first page.
But like, you know? Why put it? Who's sitting there being like, let me see. Oh shit.
I think it's
advertising laws. Or the same thing when we have alcohol brand deals or for certain countries, we have to put age restrictions on our ads as influencers to make sure that these ads are not going to people who are under the age of 21. And even also, younger in different countries.
Yeah. And you know, everything has always happened once before they make a change, right? So I'm sure somebody sued an alcohol company because they said, well, my kid was able to access this site and there was nowhere that said it was for 21 and plus. So now they're like, fuck, this is to refrain us from getting sued if they say that, oh, my kid had no idea that this site was for only 21 and older. So that's why they did that. Yeah. But that makes sense though. I get that.
But it's just like lobbyist time growing on. And
it is
just
very
like,
interesting like, though with a 21 plus on alcohol post. Some have it, some don't. I'm like, why is it some have it and some don't?
You know? Court of law, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the way, you know, cigarette ads used to be, you never saw cigarette commercials for our generation growing up, but you could see cigarette ads in like Sports Illustrated magazines and stuff like that. But now there is no print ad. You can't advertise for cigarettes at all anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why lobbyists will try to get cigarettes in movies and shows and stuff as a way of like getting smoking a little bit more popular.
What a booming business though, huh? No advertising and it's like.
And it just crushes.
Crushes.
Camel Crush.
Camel Crushes.
Camel Crush.
Candy Crush. The movie Thank You for Smoking is very interesting about like.
Is that the one with Brad Pitt in it?
No, it's the guy who played Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight. I forget that actor's name.
His name is Ed something.
Aaron Eckhart. And like Rob Lowe, but it's all about like being a lobbyist for the smoking industry and trying to get ways to get people to smoke.
Yeah, 86% Rotten Tomatoes. Love that. All right, I'll watch it.
It's a very good movie that just nails the head on that mystery of what we're talking about. How do you get people to commit to vices around a world where they're setting up as many barriers as to get people not to.
Zane, you remember going out in like downtown Fort Lauderdale and there'd be like those people that work for Marlboro or
Camel Crush. I forgot about that.
Was like put your email in and whatever and they give you a pack of cigarettes for free on the spot.
That was crazy. Was that legal?
I bet they still do it. Yeah, it's still legal because you're already in an establishment that sometimes bars do sell cigarettes, you know?
God, so, you just can't be out in the streets doing it.
No,
you have to be like inside an establishment.
I remember them being like on the sidewalk.
I think they're sneaking out there.
I remember being in bars and they would just have this little like pen pad thing. Yeah, and you would America, just put your information and then you had a free pack of smokes.
America's backyard. And to us, it was like, that's crazy. You're getting a free pack of cigarettes and all you got to do is just put your fucking email address.
Yeah. And then I started getting shit coming to my parents' house in the mail. Heath Hussar, cigarette ad saying it was bad.
I would always put a fake address every time. I'd put a fake address. I'd put a fake email.
And the thing is that she knows. She knows about those cigarette packs walking around. She knows. All she had to do was go out once and would see one of those people walking around.
They gave it to me. they gave it to me.
They said, I look like a smoker, so they gave it to me for free. I was going to give it to you as a gift. For your birthday.
They got a virus. I was trying to get rid of the virus.
I was trying to delete the virus. My pants were out.
Speaking of smoking.
My pants fell out as I was deleting the virus.
Bro, I can't wait for like when Tony starts doing stuff.
Just lying.
Just lying to my face. And like you as a parent know it, but you're just like hearing it out. Like,
sure.
Just, let me just let him go off the rails and make shit up. Like just. Oh, okay.
He's just that damn good. You think he's like this good YouTube, like nothing to worry about, and he's just a menace.
Oh, man.
Out of those walls.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp. You've heard us talk about BetterHelp for a long time, but one thing we probably haven't talked about
is just how much people who actually have used this service love it. And you can see for yourself at betterhelp.com/reviews, where hundreds of new customer reviews are added every day from people sharing how much BetterHelp has helped them. And if you didn't know, BetterHelp also has an average live session therapy rating of 4.9 out of 5, based on more than 1.7 million client session reviews. The feedback really does speak for itself. So head to betterhelp.com/reviews and check it out if you want to see more. There's more than 6 million people around the world that have used BetterHelp, and the feedback from real users helps explain why so many continue to choose it. BetterHelp therapists have at least 3 years and 1,000 hours of hands-on experience, along with the required education, training, and certifications across a range of specialties. Getting started is simple too. All you have to do is answer a few questions, get matched based on your needs, and if it's not the right fit, you can switch therapists at any time. So if you want to check it out and see the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is right for you, visit betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's better, HELP.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
But speaking of smoking, guys, I want to be completely transparent with you, and this is a very vulnerable moment for me, but I started vaping again. Not very good.
Oh, wow.
I broke my, what was it? 100 and...
You went a long time.
Yeah, I think I was like 130, between 130 to 150 days. It was sitting in my living room, picked it up, did it, and I haven't stopped since. It's been like a month and a half, 2 months now, but I have to stop in November because I'm doing something and I have to stop.
Can you still consume nicotine?
Well, yeah, that's...
Well, during the time you quit vaping, you were using consuming nicotine.
I would do...
That's a bummer that yeah. Because I struggled with it when I went cold turkey, is that I went cold turkey off nicotine in general, and that it still drove me nuts.
Oh, you see, it actually really, really helped me.
Well, that because you were still able to have nicotine. When I quit vaping, I quit nicotine altogether, and then I relapsed.
This is the best way to do it. Like, if you don't like the gum, that's even better, because I really didn't like that. I didn't like the way my mouth felt, my throat felt. Gum,
it gives you like a golf ball in your throat.
Yeah, it feels like a fucking apple. Swallow. Yeah,
because you're
like
sitting on the nicotine for so long. There's a brevity with vaping where you're like, okay, all right, I'm good. But when you have nicotine in your mouth, you're like, get this out of me.
So it was satisfying me from not picking up my vape, but also I was like, okay, I can't wait for this feeling to go away because I hate this feeling that my throat gets when I do it. So I was able to, I don't know if you remember how long I was doing that gum for, but I don't think I was doing it for that long. I was probably doing it for like maybe a month.
Yeah.
And then I felt like, oh, I don't need to do this anymore.
And then you weaned off of it. I remember you were having more in the beginning, and then you started doing less every day. And then you would do like half of a piece.
I would only do it before recording. I remember that.
Like, it's like stress, or like you gotta like grind or get down to work. That's if I have a whole day where I have no conflict, nothing's coming at me, I don't have to respond to anything, I have no craving for nicotine at all.
Yeah.
But it's just the moment it's like grinding, I'm like, oh God, okay, let's do it. It becomes your fucking crutch. It's terrible.
But yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that in case, you know, you ever see me doing it? I've done
it. You came forward, you're not hiding it. Wouldn't it be truthful?
Yeah, no, it's just because I'm going to stop again. So I have to. And also, like, you have to at some point in your life, because that shit will kill you. It really will. So you ever, if you break your habit, you come back and then you break it again, it's fine. It's okay. Just
you don't want to get popcorn lung.
Yeah, you just got to get back on it. Give yourself a date and a time. Give yourself a goal and then try to find ways to help you get there.
You know what I was thinking about? What? This kind of just reminded me of it. Things that you eat, your stomach, the acid in it will break down and like flush out.
Yes. Yeah.
But like your lungs don't do that. So like if I'm breathing in sawdust, like while I'm cutting shit out here, does that stay in your lungs forever?
Your lungs are capable of regenerating as
well.
Do
they?
Yeah.
It will like break down material in your lungs?
Well, like meaning if you like smoke cigarettes for forever and then like then you stop smoking, your lungs can kind of regenerate and like heal and get back to normal. Hopefully if you haven't done it. But
also there's, I think because you've been working in your basement for so long, I think there's certain things that you can take, like supplements like that, like help break down just that phlegmy mucus shit that you've got from working in the basement.
Because I think that's why I'm getting like my, like I've had like crazy sinus issues for a while, but it's been a lot worse since I did this. And then when I dunked under my head under the pool for like a second, it just like exploded. And then ever since that, just been wrecked.
Yeah. Just start looking up ways to start clearing out your lungs again, because they have shit out there.
Therapy or like sleep with like moisture just to get like your mucus going and get that phlegm out, because that's what's going to extract any irritants that are in your lungs.
I've been doing those little like Vicks tabs in the shower.
Oh, nice. Nice. That's good.
Those are really nice.
I know I was taking this when I was quitting vaping, just to clear out my lungs. There's these pills that you can take that really flush out all that shit in your lungs that it like picks up, and it was working. It was working really well for me. I'll try to find out what brand that was again. I got to look at my phone, but it really helped. And I feel like you should, especially since you've been working in the basement with all that dust like and
the
shit.
Paint, the sawdust. Cause
I'm sure those guys, you know, those guys that just work in construction and shit, I'm sure they start wearing fucking masks and shit now, because dude, it's probably so bad.
The people that did my floor, not one of them wore a mask. I walked down in my basement and couldn't even breathe.
Really bad.
Bro, it's the whole house reeked, bro. It was so bad. And they were down here in this room, no mask, just putting shit. I'm like, you guys don't want a mask or anything? And they were just like, no, we're good.
I'm surprised their like employers or their contractors don't require that, like with their people they're hiring, just to be like out of safety.
Jared, can you look that up? I'm really curious to see like how early these issues come with people that work in that field.
Acute conditions show up within weeks to a few years
after 10 to 20 years of exposure.
Chronic irreversible diseases. Oh God, yeah, these after 10
like mesothelioma
years.
And stuff too. Like Patricia's like grandmother, died when she was really young, and she was like a teacher at a school, and I believe a handful of other teachers also kind of died around that time. But she was probably exposed to it when she was in her 40s, and they didn't realize it until later that they all like got it. I believe that's like the story, like the case of it. Something you got exposed to from so long ago, but like that makes you sick.
That's insane.
Over something like that. That's why you also saw those commercials. Like if your loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, they can like trace down if there are connections of other people. Where did you work this long ago?
It's too late. Once you have it,
it's too late that like you die, but like you're entitled to like compensation and stuff that.
You're older though. Like you got it. And then later down the road, you realize, oh, I got it from probably years ago. Then they try
to track
it down.
That's what's really scary sometimes about getting exposed to things that you weren't aware of that could have been prevented. That's why it's important to get regulations and have inspectors come into any place where people are working to make sure conditions are just up to code.
That's insane.
You know? I feel like shit's gonna come out about Wi-Fi when we're like 50.
bring it on. If everyone's like getting it, then I'm.
But you know what? As long as we got a return from it, you know, like if later down the road we all die from Wi-Fi, I'm like, man, it was a good run though. I had fun on there.
Everywhere.
We had fun. Your granddaddy had fun on that Wi-Fi.
Oh, I have a Florida story.
Let's hear it.
Yes.
Is this recent or is this from 2012?
Or is this a fake one?
It's
actually a Florida woman story, and it's very recent.
Ooh.
I can't read. This girl, she's 21 years old. She's a flight instructor, and she was taking a student up and had to emergency landed it on the freeway, and at the last second went underneath one of the signs, you know, like the big signs like on the highway that are like green.
Yeah.
Dipped underneath one of those, like one of those big metal signs that go across the whole thing. Absolute miraculous that she was able to get this plane underneath this.
Was this because the person she was up there in the plane with like bailed or something and said like you got it?
No, she was the instructor.
She was the instructor. Okay.
I thought it was a reverse. I thought the instructor, something happened to the instructor, and then the girl that was being trained landed it.
The guy that she was training, it was his first time ever doing a flight lesson. Imagine you're like, I think I want to be a pilot. You go up for your first lesson and
that's a sign.
That is a sign. I'm good. Thank you.
My gosh.
Isn't that insane?
Fucking wild.
That type of maneuver is what I do on Flight Simulator when I'm fucking around. All right, let me see if under I can get up under this bitch. Let me squeeze between these buildings.
And you said under it, but she didn't hit any of the poles?
No. Went right wow. underneath it, right between it.
Landed safely, it. And then they stopped on the yep. road and they got, wow.
I always have a feeling I'm going to see an emergency landing of a plane. Like, you know, someone clearly was driving to work that day and was like, my God. And the whole plane comes down. Like, I don't want to see a crash. I don't want to see people die. But like, yeah. I always think I'm going to witness like an emergency landing. Be yeah. like, I never thought in my life I'd see a plane land right in front of me.
I'd try to be the hero. I'd be like, I got you. I'm like trying to be under the plane. So I can land on my car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I'm suing you. But
the guy that just wants to be on the news also.
Yeah.
Said, I got to get uh-huh. in this. I want to be in this story.
Somebody that just wants a new car too.
Yeah.
Just like
done.
Hit me.
Did y'all hear about that national anthem with Martha Reeves?
Yeah.
Matt, you sent it to me. I was at the fucking howling, dude.
Women's pro baseball all-star tournament. Martha Reeves, who was the lead singer of, just I believe, Martha and the Vandals. TikTok.
That usually, it's like always the best way to find shit quick.
I mean, this one has joined the ranks of like Fergie's national anthem.
Yeah.
You know,
Fergie's was special.
Oh, but she was so good in her prime though. Like she,
right.
No, and Fergie was too.
And we're not making fun. We're just hearing her out.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Okay, you see, all right, like why? They're gonna
why are we doing two?
They're gonna do Fergie dirty, and they're gonna show all the players' faces while she was singing. Why didn't they show any of anybody's faces in that video?
Mm-hmm. They just did a big zoom out.
Yeah, they were just like, we can't.
You know those. You know those girls would have been cracking up. You know those girls would have been like,
well, because then someone had a clip of her with the background singers before, and like they were trying to rehearse, and then she was like, "No, you're off key." She's getting mad at the other girls. And you could tell that I don't think they're like a full trio. I think the venue was like, "I think we're gonna give you some background singers," and then like she was like, "No," like,
"Oh my God!"
And that's kind of what happened.
I would have replaced her immediately.
But
no,
she's
no,
like
we
a
can't.
Hall of Fame. Legend.
We can't fix it. Like, we have to fix this though, because now look what we have. We have now a video of her singing and everybody shitting on her. That would be the first thing I would thought of. I'd have been like, I really don't want this lady to like go into a fucking manic like
be
freak
like
out because of the feedback she's
well,
about
then
to
damn
get.
Shame. Then that's a damn shame, or shame on her team. Like if you were representing Martha Reeves and you're like, Martha,
she's
how are we
ready.
Sounding? It's like, I don't think she should be doing this.
Yeah.
Unless Martha was like, oh no, I'm doing it.
Like someone like me. Yes. I wouldn't back out because like, it's fine if I get all the comments, but again, she is a Hall of Famer. Like you don't want her, this be the last thing that she fucking does. And this is how people remember her. Like you have to like think about that.
And she was known for her vibrato. Like if you listen to her old stuff, it's like, you can hear what she's trying to do. She just is not hitting it in tune as she used to be.
And guys, Fergie, what was the last time you saw Fergie? Last time I saw her was that national anthem.
Yeah,
that
the coveted sheet metal.
You're like, woo.
They said she sounds like this.
Oh my God, that's
sheet
good.
Metal people are so good.
I just love she has this moment where she kind of steps away from them and she's like, hold on. You know, like they're singing the three, then she kind of walks away and is like trying to get it herself.
You know, like, you know, Ricky Thompson, like, when he does those like big performances.
Yeah.
It's just like, these are the type of videos you got to like take inspiration in from when you like, do a TikTok character video.
Oh, Martha.
Martha who? I've actually never heard of her.
Dancing in the streets. It doesn't matter what you wear.
Okay.
Dancing
just
in the street.
As long as you are there. Heath,
I heard there was one little note. I recognize it.
I don't know if I hit it, but I'm glad you got it.
No, it was really good. It sounded better than her.
Want to watch me land a plane too? All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching another episode. If you want to keep watching, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. You get early access, ad-free, a bonus episode, a live Q&A, all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
As always, you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, unwind. We'll see you in a second.
Peace and blessings.
Toodles.